I feel Christian. I really don't know what to say. Except I know Father loves you. And we'll do something to get it done. Something has to be done. Looks like you've convinced me of that. I can understand your predicament. Oh, you did? What did you tell her? The same thing you told me again? She what? I wish the damn CIA, when they tap us, would at least leave the line clear enough so we can hear each other. Stop moving around in the background.
I have a bunny rabbit that already eats bananas. He's already the, word.
Yeah, you're not going to believe us, Lloyd, but your voice just got 3 times louder after I said that.
Is that right?
I swear on Father's name. Now that is amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Those people, maybe we should just ask them to do it more often. Maybe they... I tell you what, that is too much. There's all this funny background noise and everything else, and I said that and they cleared up.
Yeah. Well, I know one thing, that I could go down there and see if I didn't get a job right away. You know, I could do a lot of things to help, But I've got to get out of here also because of Donna, her dad. And there's another little thing that I want to discuss like that.
Right, yeah.
But I have to get things resolved about that, And it's a perfect fit to do because I'm going to school, I'm going to say I'm transferring and I'm going to later. Like I said to some people, but I'm going to live there because I won't have to work on the weekends. I could not study this last year, to tell you the truth. I did not get good grades on the weekends when you look forward to studying. Because I had my Thursday night tied up, my Tuesday night tied up, my Wednesday night tied up. And I had no time to study. And you had a test every Tuesday in physiology, Christ, I didn't have... I tell you, I have no brains when I work nights. I can't even climb myself the next day because I can't seem to wake up. My brain isn't first functioning right. All I do is one good night's sleep and then I'm able to have better brains. But you get my age, from arteriosclerosis, I guess it's something, hardening of the arteries, I suppose, your brain doesn't function the same. You don't remember. I bet other nurses around here can say that too. When you're learning something, you don't remember that well.
Yeah.
You have to go over those and really concentrate. And
concentrate. One thing I bet you learn it better than most people, many years younger than you.
I do. I learn better if I can apply myself. But, if I'm not, if I don't think of myself, when I work nights and I cannot even think the next day because I'm half asleep, my brain's nothing working right when after the next day. You keep me 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours at night, and you're just shot. And I worked on every Friday and Saturday, then of course the Saturday ran over to Sunday, then I went to Monday, see? I never even had a day off for some time. So, running down that road, that carbon monoxide, you can't help but get carbon monoxide driving, up and down the road.
Yeah.
That doesn't help the brain any too. I got all B's up here and I got C's down there. That's the difference, So, and that's not so good.
That's interesting. I really wonder how much that really has to do with it,
Uh-huh.
I know it does have something to do with it, because it has misogyny and so on. That'll be interesting to find out.
Well, I tell you, mostly I'm upset over the fact they haven't done anything about this house yet. I can understand about Ravina. Because I figure she'll be here next week.
The house, you want to put, the deed is in your name, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so now you want to, when you get out there, you either want to start running it out, or you just want to sell it outright, right?
We have to discuss that, what they're going to do. I can't walk away from this house.
Oh, no, you can't. We do have a real estate committee, and let me get them together with you. It seems to me the best, do you own that outright?
Yes, the place has been paid for a long time. I only owe about $30 for the April. You have two payments of taxes, you know. I paid the first one in December, and I owed the $30 on the April one. It's due in April. So I, of course, naturally let that ride because I was kind of low on finances. And because I had a $300 thing on my engine of my car. And so I had to let that, go. So I figured around April, I'll pay that. But otherwise, the place is, it has fire insurance and everything, it's been, it has to have somebody look at it anyway and see what they want to do with it. I have a niece, nephew that wants to buy it. He's my niece's husband. He's not really blood relation, but, then I have my sister said if you go to sell it, I want to know about it. Probably her daughter may want to buy it from down there. Maybe she wants to come up. Reason I want to discuss this is I would rather see somebody in my ex-family buy it. They're near my mother and father, here, and keep it kind of in that relationship. Then put somebody in here is going to be shitty to them, with a reasonable amount of money,
How much do you think you'd give
for that? I suppose $30,040, I don't know.
What was it, a three-bedroom?
Yeah. Two-bedroom. It is a nice big house. It's been wired.
Was it half
acre
lot?
It has like heaters. But my faucet right now, I have the hot faucet turned off and the cold faucet is going to run from the kitchen and in the bathroom, the cold faucet came out and the hot faucet is going to run. There's things like that have to be done. The toilet is a bath and a half, that's about, the toilet's out of the room, so nobody uses that toilet out there. There's just things like that. But I've never used a plumber to come in here. Nobody's offered. I've told different ones. Nobody's come in here to help me, ever, in this house. I've had, Jack Senior come in my first senior recruit and Jack Arnold one time. Because of what's been in the city. But I've never had anybody come help me.
Oh, have you heard anything from them, Arnold, sir, lately?
What?
Have you heard anything from them lately?
Called up the other day here and talked to Robin and he wanted to know about her dad and I took the phone and she had mentioned that her dad have gone back east, he's from Georgia and he's dying of cancer of the liver, pancreas or someplace and that he had, he was sending a check for Robin, he didn't know Robin was married. Well, I figured his son was bitching, he was supposed to leave the opportunity to go back to Georgia at least. He's only got a $50. He's always got a $50 job. He couldn't pay more food for it. So I let him see me. And not pushing him to child support and checking him away. He said, well, he's taking his kids. So I didn't get to do anything about it. And I thought, let this bastard stay up to now. And, but he hasn't been the last 2 months, so I figure maybe Danny Boy has called it and said something, maybe Robin, because they didn't come over here at Christmas time, thank God. And Jenny, though, in her conversation, said she's coming up 2 weeks, and I said that I was going to be out of here. That's another reason I want to get out, fast.
Did she say she was going to visit or to move?
Come up 2 weeks to see it. I said, well, she said, well, what are you going in down there for? And I said, well, the kidneys, that's the only thing. And she said, well, you don't know what you're getting into. And I said, I know what I'm getting. I said, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't sometimes. But this time I know that, you know, that this is the only way to me. Because I think too much is going on out there. I said, I don't think you're thinking right. You're going to have to do self-steered ways.
That's right.
And,
what'd she say?
And she said, well, I don't know. And I said, well, I know. And then I said, when I went to church,
Is Jack coming up with her?
I don't know. I've never asked any what meaning that is, because I've never seen
a card.
Never,
oh, I know. I don't.
Nothing.
Yeah. So, she didn't leave her phone number, did she?
Well, my mother has.
Oh, your mother has it?
Yeah. If you happen to drive next to my in-laws, you know, I cannot function like a templar because I'm living here.
So I tell you, I know Father really has a lot of respect for what you've gone through.
I realize why I've not been a counselor or anything else like that. Even because after all, you cannot put somebody in, but I'm over there. I have to act like my daughter and relate it. And I'd rather open my mouth and say something, you know, that, you know, I didn't know it's just everything private, but you never know. I realize this position on that. The only way I can ever really function completely is get out of here. I know that.
Well, we'll do something about it. I mean that. I really do.
I know I have only waiting for me if I can believe that I'm going to get out of here. But I got to get out of here. And I go to the temple, where, you know, I'll either that or stay here. I don't know what, you know, I've got to. If I stay here and I wasn't in the temple, I'd have to just go to the temple and get rid of it. I suppose it's going to be some damn. In the Adventist Church. I don't know why. To get along, you have to, the faith is what you have to go on, what they are, and I couldn't stand that. So I don't know what I do. But I know one damn thing. I've got to get out of here. One way or the other, you know, stay here. I've come to a place in my life where some decision has to be made. I have to get out of here or stay. But it has to be on other things to keep a job, if I can do that. And I have to live.
That's right.
You have to live to change yourself, or else you go, I don't know, where what would happen to you? I still can't be a burden on my parents.
Well, I'm going to say, I'll talk to you again later on. Maybe I can get back to you tonight. I'm glad you told me all this.
Well, let me get to be, my father's called me twice over a similar situation. And Kenny and Jack left, and he called me twice. He took up a lot of his damn time. Oh, I didn't mean damn time, but I mean time.
Well, it's
a lot of his time.
Yeah.
For my stupidity, you know, for me, and I feel, and I'm really becoming a burden, you know, this whole damn thing, and it's supposed to sit there.
No,
as
long as you're much, much...
None of this goddamn thing up here and get moved. Everybody else is moved. It's fine. I take so much of time to everything happen. Joyce just moved just like that. Why can't I just move like that? I bet you, goddamn it, I bet you they got her stuff moved down there. Just telling me is I look and see too much, you know. Certain people get everything just happens just like that for them. And
well, Joyce has a whole medical department down there. It's the same with that.
Well, I mean, I think one is important. You know, I'm too much of an equality care to listen to anything about what anybody's doing. Because I believe every little blade of grass is important of all this universe, and I believe every little thing, and I work along with the other little things, and I don't believe anybody is any, I am an equalitarian. I come from that, from a long way back. I told you when I was back in Georgia before I even saw this place, what I was then. Yeah, I thought. And I'm always that way. And I cannot listen to say someone is so this and this is why this happened for her. If it happens to the least of us. Jesus said, inasmuch as it is the least thing you did to me, and everybody's equal. We have to work out those principles. They have to be worked out also. The most least in this temple is important.
Well, and you know it's the same way with Father, and you know that he would never let anybody...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You know he'd never let one last thing. You know that Father would never let anybody get special privilege.
I know that.
Over somebody else.
I'm not saying it's him. I'm saying that maybe others do not carry his teachings out to the... Well, like the order. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Many people connected with and relatives work for each other more than they work for the rest of us. Have you ever thought of that? I'm just saying that. There might be that possibility going on. There's a lot of people that are connected. There's a lot of people connected in your relatives. And old timers that have been together, maybe they're more clicky. Maybe they work with each other. I would be the least of the person in here. What is important to me is the greatest.
I think that's the case. I know there's a lot of people that have moved down. A lot of people have moved down. A lot of my seniors were the first ones to go. And I haven't moved down. And I won't be moving down for quite a while. So, and we can't say that there's only certain people about to move down. Certain people haven't. The fact is, everybody wants to go. And everybody's anxious to go. And that's really understandable. But Father would never allow any family clique or family privilege to take place inside the church. He wouldn't do it. He must know it, Lois. He would not do it. It would be reported.
I don't know whether he's loud or not. I know he's even loud, but I've seen him. I've seen the cars being kicked, and I've seen the bus. So,
well, he should report it because it's not right.
Because somebody has to be in the jurisdiction or whatever damn they are. I've seen their stars. It should be an organized thing. My God, when people are ready to leave, the same treatment that someone else got should be done. I don't have a strong man to help me. I'm not married, but something like the one we just been discussing. He not only has a husband, he has a father in his group. I don't have anything to help me. I'm all alone. I don't even have a daughter in son-in-law. I couldn't even depend on that goddamn son-in-law to do anything. He even helped me as far as mechanics, and he drove my car back to the wheel factory, and yet never fixed it. And yet he could have helped me that way. So I'm telling you that even having another person that in your household helps an adult. You'll notice that all these people that are able to do very much good should have someone else in their household, like the sweeties and the sweeties and whatever. They all have somebody in their household that's there to support them. What they can't do, the other one does. And it's impossible to do very much when you're alone as a woman. I think I've done pretty damn good to take this goddamn house and do what I've done.
You've done a good job.
I still think that everybody should just do what they can.
Of course they should.
They should have a list goes.
Of course they should. There's no question about that.
Now, if I'm one person, then there must be others have the same goddamn stuff happening. But maybe I'm just in struggle of, you can't expect me not to feel like I do, but I'm just being pampered and treated in case I might go out to sleep. That's what I feel like to do. That they're just keeping me happy and keeping me struggle along, and so I won't go out to some goddamn tree. But you said that all the time, that you just didn't want to be happy.
Who said you were going to be wrong, Mr.
Peter? Well, I'm just saying, you said that in the meeting, but I just wanted to be as in the meeting, and that he would like to come down on, but he keeps them happy.
Well, I
think I'm one of those that he's doing that.
No, you're not, Louis. You're not.
Well, I know one damn thing, but I'm... I'll be completely out as far as humanitarian anything. To hell with it all. I'll just throw it over. That'll be it. I won't have nothing to do with anything. Because you can't do it. You can't be like what we've been doing. I mean, you can't get anywhere. How are you going to live if you're out there doing your thing? Separate from everybody else. I either have to be in or have to be out. One or the other.
Well, that's true. And I'm glad I'm looking forward to you living communally.
I wouldn't really to be a traitor or anything, but at least completely out of here, just get out of this whole damn thing. And when I'm gonna go to concert camp, I'll go to concert camp and rattle again.
Well, unfortunately, and when the system falls, it's really weak go. That is a fact.
Well, I've realized that because me being the most outspoken of all, I have set myself up to it. And I would know that if I left, then I would be that, you know. And what I would do is just want to put my little girl go to her dad to protect her that way. But she certainly has stood up for any black or anything. Protect her that way if you take my whatever from my way. That's the way I do it. But he would go, he certainly could go on alone with you guys because of the fact that her dad would never allow that, so I just let her go over there. Go off to what I could do myself, period. And myself. That's the only way it's just to go. I realize there is a but I've got to do something now.
I agree, Louis. Something has to be done now. I agree. And, like I say, I will get back to you. I feel kind of inadequate right now. I don't know what to say. I know it. That isn't, you've heard that before. It doesn't say very much, but I will. I don't know what else to say. I know for a fact, and I swear to this on Father's Day, to go chew a lot. Anyway, okay, well, I'll get back to you, and something'll be done. I don't know what else to say except for that, and I'm glad you told me everything. And good God, if things like this happen, Lois, tell somebody. I mean, you know, you can call me anytime you want. Because those kind of things should be known, almost, you know, legitimate complaints and legitimate points, and they should be made, and they shouldn't be kept inside. And hell, anybody that keeps things inside is gonna fester, and it's gonna, you know, it's like that goes for anybody. You keep things inside, it just doesn't do any good, and they just start getting to be like a cancer.
Well, he followed because of his new cancer. No one showed up about the furniture, and because Archie or McElmaine, and we got back to him. And,